This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, September 27th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Muslim mob in Kenya turned their wrath against Christians last week as they engaged police over the deaths of several Al-Shabaab militants, reports International Christian Concern. The Muslim protesters proceeded to stone 3 Christians to death who were working on a construction site nearby. The brother of one of the men who died said, quote, "He always reminded us to pray and trust God even in difficult times. That is what is keeping us going after losing him," end quote. Terrorism has claimed the lives of over 200 Christians in northeastern Kenya, Africa, over the last 3 years. Turkish President Recep Erdogan announced Tuesday that the release of American pastor Andrew Brunson will be decided by a Turkish court in October. Brunson is now under house arrest and awaiting a court hearing over false charges of terrorism. Last week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the annual Values Voters Summit, quote, "We are sparing no effort to return Pastor Brunson home to the United States," end quote. Finland's Foreign Minister Timo Soini survived a vote of no confidence recently from 4 opposition parties for standing against the murder of unborn babies, reports LifeSite News. Despite Finland's very pro-abortion stance, Soini said of his pro-life position, quote, "I'm not ashamed of it, nor will I ever be," end quote. Soini also defended his attendance at a candlelight vigil to commemorate the victims of abortion as, quote, "an expression of my sincere and genuine religious beliefs and my faith," end quote. Psalm 37:12-13 says, "The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming." President Donald Trump addressed the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday, reports the BBC. Trump praised the American economy at home while criticizing globalism, mass migration, and communist and Islamic regimes abroad. Trump highlighted victories in the fight against ISIS in Syria and Iraq and the release of Christian hostages from North Korea. Trump also emphasized self-government and sovereign nations over global government.
"And let us come here to this place to stand for our people and their nations, forever strong, forever sovereign, forever just, and forever thankful for the grace and the goodness and the glory of God. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the nations of the world."
As God would have it, a federal district court struck down a Hawaiian law last week that would have forced pregnancy centers, pro-life doctors, and even churches to advertise for the abortion industry, reports the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates. In light of Supreme Court precedent, the Hawaii Attorney General agreed that the law compelled speech that violated the Constitution. Proverbs 21, verse 1 says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes." A third woman, represented by Attorney Michael Avenatti and identified as Julie Swetnick, has come forward to accuse President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct in 1982. Kavanaugh strongly denounced the accusation, saying, quote, "I don't know who this is, and this never happened," end quote. The original accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, is scheduled to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee today, and a vote for confirmation is slated for Friday. New information from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics shows that on average, Americans spent more on taxes than on food and clothing in 2017, reports CNS News. The data showed that the average consumer unit spent $9,562 on food and clothing last year, while spending $16,749 on federal, state, and local taxes. While many bishops in the United Methodist Church are fudging on issues of marriage and sexuality, The African bishops in the denomination are holding strong to biblical definitions of marriage, reports the Christian Post. On Monday, the UMC African bishops released a statement reaffirming their view of marriage as a, quote, union between man and woman as clearly defined in Scripture, end quote. Titus 1:9 says, an elder must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine, and also to rebuke those who contradict it. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, September 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.